on Southeast AgNet, concluding an interview with plant pathologist Renato Bassanese of the Brazilian citrus research organization Funde Citrus, who spoke to Florida growers in recent weeks about citrus greening disease management. Here, Bassanese says since young trees succumb to HLB more quickly than adult trees, infected trees that are removed should not be replaced with young trees. He cites factors in Brazil that increase the odds of growers successfully managing greening disease, including having large farms and neighboring growers who actively manage the disease. One key, you said, adult trees do better or last longer under HLB. Young trees are going to be gone pretty quick.
Yes, that's right. The progress of disease in the adult trees and the effect of disease in adult trees is slower and smaller than in non-bearing trees.
Which leads to a question, if you've got an infected grove and you do push trees, should you reset with new young trees?
Pull out the trees, you cannot reset.
And why not?
The risk of infection will be so high, you'll not get these young trees bearing in the future.
Anything we've missed on just some of the basics? Anything you'd like to add for Florida growers?
Just a reminder that our condition in São Paulo State, we get very good results, show that it's favorable conditions to manage the HLB, and that is large farms, no neighborhood with no measurements, adult trees, very low incidence. And the success of HLB measurement is a global measurement, not individual measurement. That's the key for the success.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.